This is a HeadGum Original.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, Lauren Lapkus here. What you're about to experience is a watch-along to one of the many Lord of the Rings movies I watched for the first time for newcomers. I watched them all with my quarantine buddy, also known as my husband, Mike Castle, and we recorded our thoughts, and you can sync us up to the movie, and it's like we're all hanging out. If you want more fun watch-alongs like Blank Check and A Walk to Remember, a goofy movie we've done a bunch, or some improv with all my funny friends, check out my Patreon at patreon.com/Lauren Lapkus. Enjoy!
With Lauren Lapkus.
All right, so it's been 8 hours and the guy stopped leaf blowing. And wow, did he really put a lot of dust in the air?
You guys, it was unbelievable. It was a pure dust storm out there. He came up onto the porch. He was blowing dust around up there. He went into the driveway, blew some dust around down there. Then he went over to his place and then was blowing dust around over there. And then,
by the way,
eight hours later,
I just have to make it clear, this is someone who our landlord has hired. It's not, and he lives next door, and it's not someone we hire and then we bitch about how doing this.
Good point. We
don't have any control over this happening.
And also, there is so little yard and so little yard work to be done. It's it's insane that he spends so much time doing
it. It's crazy. But anyways,
I have worked in lawn care, and it does not take 2.5 hours to do less than like 20 square feet.
Yeah. So anyway, we're back to Lord of the Rings, and I guess it was kind of good to have a few hour break. I didn't want it to be cut off so early because now we still have 2 hours left of the movie. So we're going to hop back in. We're at 44:43 on the movie, if you want to sync it up with us.
44:43. Nope, 44:44. Okay. Hit play.
Well, you're not going to give a countdown?
No, I'm saying.
Or that you're telling them.
No, I'm sorry, y'all.
Give a countdown.
I was looking to Lauren. She was on her phone, and I was trying to give her that look of like, please don't do any phone stuff during the next hour.
I just had to solidify something that was being dropped off.
Toss that thing on a do not disturb
and throw it over there,
out of reach.
Stop,
throw it
fucker.
Out of reach.
It's gone.
I can't be here watching it alone. I can't.
I have to watch it.
Hey, man, everyone will agree with me that you have missed essential parts of all of these movies.
Shut
and then you talk about it. Like, for instance, you guys, on the Return of the King one.
I said
specifically, oh, I love Pippin's song right now. And then we sit there and I go, I had a high school teacher who played this during study hour. And I make all these points about it. And then when they're recording the podcast, someone goes, Pippin's song. Lauren goes, there was a song? And I went absolutely insane because it was. But then also when we're recording these, I go, hey, you got to keep watching. She goes, oh, you can't tell me to watch them. It's whatever I want. And I go, OK, but you literally have to watch them. And then you're going to record the thing and you're going to not know all these obvious. If you were just looking at it, you would know these things. So
shut
she's grounded.
Up. Shut up.
OK, here we go.
I do what I want.
1, 2, 3, play.
And for what it's worth,
It's a reason. It's like it's actually
this is making me so angry listening to you come up with some bullshit.
Because it's actually
I need to because on Twitter because what is happening on Twitter? I need to tweet.
What? I was going to say it's actually realistic that I might miss some things when it's really long and
yeah, but it's like you're missing more than you're seeing is what it feels like.
I remembered it.
She's lying, you guys. Go listen to that episode.
No, but then I looked up the picture and I remembered. I didn't know who Pippin was, you fucking idiot.
Okay, there's one song.
What? It's a lot of content.
You guys, you're all on my side, I hope. I'm sure no one will be.
Well, when they talk about this part, when we get to the podcast, I definitely won't know what's going on because you've been screaming at me the entire time. Are those the same guy? It's like bad version of him. He's like bad to the bone.
Yeah, it's like when Gollum was talking to himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you told me that was the same actor, I'd believe you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a slightly different nose.
Which is also true of every Hobbit, so that could be fake.
You mean every...
Like, the Hobbit characters all have fake noses and stuff.
Oh, you that's not what you mean. You mean the dwarfs?
Yes. I mixed them up.
This is what I'm talking about, you guys.
Hey, that's also a lot of info. I've been calling them Hobbits a while.
It's not great.
I don't know.
Why is there a perfect, like, diamond to look through? You know, they were, like, stacking rocks, and there's just a perfect looking hole.
It's weird.
A little bit. I think Thorin Oakenshield is kind of a pussy.
That's the guy?
Yeah, the guy who was like tempted by the gold and the jewels and all this shit.
Not for much longer.
He had subtitles on, everyone. He didn't
come
know.
On.
I like when Bilbo's hair is like this. It's like grown since earlier movies. Am I right?
Yeah, it looks a little longer. What a moron.
Why do you look around like that?
Because he's so suspicious. He's a total hack.
We just need to follow orders.
This being part of his history is shocking to me. Lee Pace.
Lee Pace, yeah.
I had no clue that he was in this world.
Oh, yeah.
He's turn it down.
He's really good. I'm a fan of Ned from Pushing Daisies.
That's actually the only thing I know him from, which is also part of what, of course, who cares that I don't know he's in this. I only know him one other thing. What other stuff has he been in?
Let me think. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy Part 1. He was in...
Interesting.
I don't know. He's so handsome. I can't remember.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, Halt and Catch Fire, an AMC show he was on.
Wow, well. So I really just would never cross paths with him. But I loved Pushing Daisies, so it's kind of interesting that he had a little crossover onto like network TV.
Mm-hmm. He was kind of one of those guys, I feel like after Pushing Daisies, he popped up in a lot of stuff for forever.
Yeah. This has been another movie.
Yes, Frodo wore that. Mithril. It was that part when they were in the troll. Yeah. When the cave troll like stabbed him.
It's like just a t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, he really does.
He looks like he's like a skater with like a long sleeve shirt under a
shirt. Totally. Yeah, there would be like an alien face on the front. He looks like the guy on Married at First Sight who wears that sleeping shirt.
Oh my God. Is anyone out there watching Married at First Sight, the new season on Lifetime? It's great. And there's a guy who sleeps in a gown. It's kind of fascinating.
It really is.
He wears like he gets married at first sight on the show Married at First Sight. They just pair people up like a matchmaker does it. And he on the his first night with his new bride, he puts on his.
He's like, let's change into something more comfortable. And then he comes out in a dress.
It looks like when you're a little kid and you put on your dad's shirt.
Yes, I was going to say that exact thing.
And I also don't. And like she loved it, and they're like it's going great. So whatever, I guess great matchmaking.
Yeah, no, that matchmaking's unbelievably good.
If you came into this room wearing a gigantic T-shirt only,
you would just accept it because I have so many things like that I do that I've just worn you down with.
In the first night they're together, yeah, he put his legs inside it, like again, like a little kid inside a T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And there's something about that, but then she put on footy pajamas.
Everyone really paused to picture that.
Don't pause the movie.
But he wrapped up his legs so that he was just a little ball and a head on top and with his brand new wife.
But guess what she wore to bed? Giant footy pajamas. And she didn't like she wasn't fazed at all.
What a loser.
What did he just say to him?
That he won't part with one single piece of gold.
Oh my God. Yeah, what an asshole.
You're a fucking tool, Mr. Mnuchin.
Yeah, I bet that really was Benedict Cumberbatch in the beginning. That's like a fun little Easter egg.
Oh, nice. No, the neighbors are screaming.
The neighbor kids scream as if it's the only way they talk. I don't think I've ever heard them use their regular voices. Go,
we literally call it the screaming hour in this house. One of us will always joke, oh, it's the screaming hour because they'll just start screaming endlessly for like 2 hours.
At like 10 o'clock at night. And we just recently got a rain sound machine. And we've had to use our air purifier because the smoke in the air is so bad that we can't go outside.
Whole normal stuff.
I guess they probably have stopped screaming, but this also really makes a lot of white noise that will help us when they do scream, I think.
What?
Just laughing at what the world is now that we can't even go on a walk.
Yeah, I know. It'd be cool if wizard hats came back into popular fashion.
I have thought if I had to get one piece of merch, it would be that.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, only for Halloween. I'm not going to walk around wearing that. Like,
that's what I'm saying, though. I would like it to come back in a fashion.
If I wore that at Christmas with a big furry coat. They should have killed that guy when they had the chance.
I know, just crush him. Even if you don't like it, you got to admit war is really cool.
I couldn't understand war less.
Yeah, man, same. I love when people are like, war's like chess. And I'm like, no, it's not. Chess is fun.
People don't die when they play chess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now, what's cool in there?
Ugh.
Just these fucking things? Gross little holes.
Yeah, I love how perfectly round they are.
Yuck.
Ew, what are
those? Have you ever seen all those bats at the bridge in Austin?
No.
It's like a thing.
No, I feel like when we were in Austin, someone had mentioned it, but no.
I've never actually been there for it, and I don't really want to be.
Yeah,
but
I'm not super curious about that.
I guess they all fly around your head and shit.
I feel like the few times I've interacted with bats in my life, I didn't love it.
I remember going to the Brookfield Zoo in Chicago, and there's a bat cave there that you can walk through, and all the bats are flying above your head. And I was told by my camp counselor that if you threw keys up in the air, the bat would catch it.
Oh, what a weird thing.
I know,
you can say that to kids because none of them have keys.
And I never forgot it. That's true. I couldn't test it out.
Yeah. Maybe they would catch it, though. I feel like that makes some sense with, like, echolocation and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like whenever I think of bats, I think of the white bat in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective 2, When Nature Calls. And then I subsequently think of him eating bat shit and going, guano.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Some language is for the shit, I think. Guano.
Oh.
But again, I only know things because of what happens in movies, and then I try and figure it out based on context clues.
Yeah.
I feel like if I smoked what was in Gandalf's pipe, I'd go insane.
I feel like Matt Rogers could do a good impression of what
Lee Pace
is doing.
Oh yeah, I agree. Matt's so handsome.
Also, Brian Jordan Alvarez really could.
Well, I think I just think like Brian Jordan Alvarez can basically do anything.
Well, I do think that, but I also think he kind of looks like him now that I think about it.
Yeah. And especially in this world where you can make anyone who is not tall look tall.
Is Lee Pace not tall? Oh, Brian Jordan Alvarez.
Yeah, Brian and Matt are both not tall. Although Matt's kind of, I feel like when I talk to
Matt's
him, I don't think he's small.
Matt's got to be as tall as me, I think.
Oh, okay. Those feet. That was pure slapstick comedy. Different wig, it looks like, for Bilbo today.
Let me see. Well, it's more dirty. I actually think Brian Jordan Alvarez would be so funny doing this.
Yeah.
I'm really curious what they're going to do SNL with all the COVID of it all.
Mm-hmm. Fortunately, nothing can affect its quality.
I actually really liked when they did those quarantine episodes at home. I thought those were like some of the best.
Well, they really like helped highlight some of them.
Like Chloe Fineman. So yeah, funny, just, and Heidi was really good.
Yeah, exactly. They're both perfect for that exact format. In fact, Mikey Day was making me laugh as
well. Bowen did really funny. I mean, I feel like everyone had really funny stuff because they got to have control in that way, which like, that's
what... And it wasn't like building a sketch premise around the set that's already built.
Right, it was just like, what can be funny in your room?
Yeah. Which is like what all of us little comedians have been doing our whole lives. Yeah.
See, they don't show the perspective enough. I like this.
Yeah. Well, we haven't had Gandalf for a bit. He's been in a cage.
It's very confusing that he's 5'6". Gandalf.
Yeah, in the book.
That's the height. Gandalf is 5'6".
Yeah, that's absolutely psychotic. That's like my brother used to be obsessed with, you know, comic book related. And when they first made the when they first cast Hugh Jackman, who's like 6'4" or something, he was like, but Wolverine's supposed to be 5'5". And he was like so mad about it.
Wow. I didn't know Wolverine was supposed to be such short.
Yeah, because he's supposed to be this like little
guy who just like fights back.
Like Wolverine, like a little animal.
I see.
Is that John Ennis?
And I want the outside to look like a guy with like an axe.
But he's like squatting. Yeah, you can picture some ancient dwarf going like, he's like this?
Wow, it looks like a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's got some Narnia vibes.
I'll never forget watching that movie.
What? It honestly sounds like you literally forgot as you were saying you would never forget.
Well, I was trying The Chronicles of Narnia.
Never saw any of those.
When I was in middle school in my drama class, we watched the like PBS movie.
There was one before they did like a big one.
Yeah. This was like it felt like a play.
Oh, cool.
But it was like on sets, but it was very low key. Like it was very like cheap, I guess. Is the word. But I loved it. And I always thought about Turkish Delight.
I've always thought about Turkish Delight as well.
But I hear it's gross. Like, it's not what you think it's going to be, whatever you think.
But that's my thingy.
To even throw it up in the air, it makes me think of when people throw their babies up in the air and it's like, what is this risk you're taking? Yeah,
you're just showing you kind of don't care.
That one.
Yeah.
He's becoming so familiar to me that I just think he's a guy. I've now spent 12 hours watching him.
I gave it to them. What? Why would you admit it to the psycho?
He's like in a bathrobe. He's just some guy.
Yeah. Little slippers on.
He's so funny.
He's so fucking likable.
But part of it is that he's acting in a way that is very connected to modern day acting.
Mm.
And it brings this like different sort of tone to his character.
Yeah.
It's not just fantasy. It's like he's kind of has like a kind of A little bit of humor here or there, blah, blah, blah.
What a penis head this guy is.
They're the same.
Yeah, it's...
I find that to be annoying. Just kill him.
You're such a D. Big egg.
You are a douchebag. So did he just summon them by saying that, or were they already doing that?
I think he said something the other day about how they were going to be coming or something.
It's just so crazy to think about just groups of people going like, all right, I might die doing this.
It's so dumb. Especially like, you know, in this fantasy situation where you go, wait, why?
Like thousands of you are expendable here.
They came and got this place and it has gold and the guy went crazy and what? It's so dumb. Gotta love Ian McKellen. He's so good. Wait.
They're just peasants?
Wait.
What?
I think this is Billy Connolly.
Oh.
It really sounds like him. It is. Oh. I'm an idiot. That's funny.
You probably knew that on an unconscious level.
I don't think so. He's got a red beard and shit.
But you've seen this, haven't you?
Yeah, but I was stoned and maybe a little drunk and my dad had just died. And, you
okay,
know,
I don't need all the backstory.
Good rhyme. What?
Wereworms?
I don't remember this at all.
What the fuck is this?
Total well, you're rip off you're Tremors.
Done. I mean, there's no coming back from this. Bilbo was like, oh, shit. Do they just like take over and they own all the gold now?
They're just
desperate. Oh, that's who's been making those holes. Gross. I truly feel like the dwarves are like, what have we gotten ourselves into? We should be like hanging out at Bilbo's, breaking all his dishes.
Washing them up.
Because that's what Bilbo Baggins hates.
I actually really liked that part.
Yeah, that was fun as hell. Dude.
What does stand down mean?
Like, don't
do anything.
Rise to arms or whatever.
Let them all kill each other, then see who's left, then deal with them.
Yeah.
I thought they all fell. I was like, cool.
That's pathetic.
Build a wall.
Nice.
That's horrible.
Well, they're killing the orcs.
No, yeah, it's just like...
Yeah. Orcs have no souls.
What is happening? Orcs should all be dead. They're born out of like goo.
The fucking dirt and blood and. It's...
Gandalf, is this a good place to stand?
That would be me in war even now.
I'm going to read. That's you.
Yeah. Do you mind if I go upstairs and read?
They have a cave troll.
Yikes. This reminds me of this video I loved that I think I showed you like probably a year ago at this point, but
like porn thing?
No. A different thing.
I was kidding.
No, it was this like gigantic wooden doll that was created, like a gigantic wooden walking girl that was made for this like festival in Amsterdam or something.
Probably Ireland. Is probably called the Giant Nan or the Giant Gran. I mean,
no, it's like a young girl.
Oh, interesting. Because you would have probably shown me that, and then I would have said, "Oh, it's like the Giant Gran in
it
Limerick."
It might even be in like Japan. Like I can't remember where it is at all.
There's
but
one in Limerick where it's like guys and they like jump and they're like pulling these ropes. Yeah, it's really cool.
It's similar to that, but I always loved it, and it was
I
like,
love it as well.
But it looks like those guys.
That thing's just dead.
For the best.
It just immediately got CTE and died.
Jesus. Yuck, dude.
Oh, dear God. That was really jarring since those kids look so young and innocent.
Ah! Could you pick me up some bread while you're down there?
What if this is like Nixium and he just like kissed that guy in the mouth? And then he's like, you'll be fine, kisses that guy in the mouth.
That is the weirdest documentary. Is anyone watching it? It's just crazy how these people just give in to the cult.
It feels like you're having like a separate podcast over there. You're like Allison Mack.
Well, Allison Mack. Yeah. Hopefully Bilbo has that shirt on.
What a bitch.
I want him done. I can't.
Honestly, if he doesn't die, I'm going to be very mad.
Yeah, that's not possible, in my opinion.
It's not possible that he won't die?
Yeah.
Wow, way to go, little man. Hell yeah. You lucked out.
It's an interesting thing when you have armor on every part of your body except your throat.
Yeah. Throat's got to breathe, you know? Whoa.
That was weird.
What? Ugh, oh, my Shrek?
God. Shrek gone bad. Shrek moldy.
Yeah, it's like one of those memes. It's like, want to feel old? This is what Shrek looks like now.
I'm like, damn, I'm old. Wee.
Fun. Slower. God, it's ugly.
How would that stop it? I don't even know. Okay, could have killed his kids instantly if they didn't duck,
he
right?
He had a ton of time. Oop.
Damn, that was...
You burnt.
Sick. It's the air in LA right now. It's so bad. Yeah, right.
He's very charismatic.
Yeah, he seems to have soulful eyes.
He was Gaston.
Yes. That guy sucks.
I know, I really hate him. He's got real Joey Greer vibes.
Joey would step on anyone to get to the top.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, not my steed.
Is Lee gonna die?
You can't keep going forever.
Exactly. You say that and that cues you to check the time.
Look.
No, that's totally valid. He can't keep going forever. Speaking of forever.
Because forever can only be 1 hour and 40 minutes more. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I actually can't believe how much more there is.
Dare I even ask?
Because I think it's 1 hour and 20 minutes more.
No. That can't be.
Well, yeah.
Hour 5.
Okay. Good. At least it's not 1 hour 40. I'd have
yeah,
to
I think the,
harm
and,
myself.
The time that you looked at that you said earlier of how long it was actually the extended. Because this was shorter than the time that you said.
Okay, good.
But we've had so many
but
technical
that being
difficulties.
Said, an hour in, I do feel this is the end.
Yeah.
And no, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, our technical difficulties have caused this to go on for somewhere around 4 to 5 hours
yeah,
of the day.
It's been unbelievable.
Remember in 2018 when border control separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents and deported the parents back to their home countries while keeping the kids in the United States? Well, believe it or not, 6 years later, there are hundreds of families who still have not been reunified. Although we as a community may feel hopeless at times, I recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice. Since 2018, they've reunified over 100 refugee families ripped apart by Trump's zero tolerance policy. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family to find legal representation, housing, and counseling that they need in order to heal and get on their feet. Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you'd see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like me and believe that families belong together, join me in supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity to donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. altrolado.org/volunteer. Ooh, do you want to make your mom smile? Start Mother's Day with flowers or surprise her with gifts from the brand she loves. And guess what? It's delivered with the same day with DoorDash. Get 50% off your next order of up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now on DoorDash. And the promo code is NEWCOMERS. Listen, moms are a gift. I know that best. So give her the best this Mother's Day. Select from hundreds of expertly crafted bouquets to the best of tech to self-care essentials delivered right to the door. Get 50% off your next order up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now with the code NEWCOMERS. That's NEWCOMERS. Order using DoorDash today. Terms apply. Get a Mother's Day gift as unique as she is with DoorDash.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now, where would I put it? Ooh, I mean, I'm kind of looking to connect with friends. I'm also looking to retreat a little bit and be by myself. It's hard to know exactly what you need at any given time. And it can be so easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up so much. After the winter, the spring is here. Well, what's the right amount of socializing for you and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I started therapy when I was about 30 and it was so, so helpful for me for learning about myself, learning about boundaries, learning about my relationships with other people and how to deal with other people. There's so many things you can benefit from therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newcomers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newcomers.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Oh, don't show us
Lena
that.
Lena Dunham?
Wait, how are we going to pull out a win, boys?
They always make you wonder.
All miss between and the world.
What?
That's the Pippin song.
Oh my God.
What?
Okay, that guy's got too many prosthetics.
The bald guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're a loser.
Imagine like not having a phone and just like sitting in there. He's just like sitting there being a bitch.
You're a fucking... Oh my God.
What?
What are you
That's exactly the opposite
about?
Of what you should say.
Treasure? We made up treasure, you fucking moron.
It is
moron.
Worth all the blood we can spend.
What are you talking... Treasure is made up. Gold is nothing. It's a metal.
Oh good, this guy told me sucks.
Dude.
Push him.
If you told us that this guy was going to be the voice of reason.
Yeah, when I saw that sort of, what were those little like magnetic art things you would get at like the gas station where like it's like a bald guy's face and you pull little magnet pieces?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He looks
about.
Exactly like that.
He does.
And if I had seen that guy and you told me that guy's going to tell you something that you're really going to agree with, I would have said nope.
Yeah, he's like if a kid was trying to demean or hurt the figure in one of those. Like he's like, huh, I won't put hair on his head. I'll put it all over his stupid face.
Why are you still saying the same thing?
Is the floor gold?
I think so.
Seems kind of like a waste.
But it's literally worthless if you have a society where there's nothing.
Right. I don't think we need the voice, like the recap.
Because I do think I already know what he's thinking because he just said it.
Okay, you know what? Actually, I'm going to go back on what I said earlier about like, you know, not trimming the fat. This is trimmable fat for sure. He's for sure on shrooms.
It's just too much. He looks so dumb.
Yeah, I know. Just thinking about filming this.
Okay, so you're like in the gold, it's like butter.
It like eats you up. And you throw your crown.
I want to help everyone. I want to volunteer.
Now I care.
I can really feel it in my bones that we're about to get like a death. I don't know if it's going to be the Billy Connolly character.
I do need someone to pass soon.
Yeah,
and also,
just to kind of break it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy's just chilling. He's basically me playing Civilization VI.
Is that your game?
That's for all my Civ fans out there. Yeah, that's the thing I've been playing on the PC where you come over and you try and talk to me and I say, you get away from me. Stay away.
Oh, that game. Do not press that button.
I know.
We have this
thing on this Apple TV where I got to turn it off, where it's like a notification from the NBA app that tells you if something worth clicking to immediately is happening in a basketball game. And it just was like, you might want to watch this. This is what's happening between the Celtics.
Right when the King is like changing his whole perception. And it's like,
oh, there's only 3 minutes left.
The Celtics might win against the Heat.
What was the name of the show that Megan Rath was on before Hawaii Five-0? It was this like sci-fi show. And it also had Sam Huntington on it.
I don't know.
Damn it. Anyway, this guy was in the British version of it. So every time I see him, I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy.
Cool.
Whatever the fuck that show was called. You know, I just got like a flash of Mel Gibson in that guy's face.
So wait, he's trying to be better for real?
Yeah, now he's trying to be a good boy.
I'm glad he had such an easy change of heart from that one guy.
But I'm almost like, all right, so 9 of you are going to join this group that is huge.
You think some of these dwarves are going to die? Because Nicole and I were kind of wondering about that.
Because what?
Nicole and I have been wondering about that because, like...
Oh, you're saying if any of the main dwarves?
Yeah.
I have a vague memory of one of them dying.
It kind of feels like we need them to.
They play like a 14-minute long rabble song. Whoa, that was available that whole time?
Feels like the bell wasn't set up in a good spot.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's just there to swing. It just knocks them all on their ass. I kind of feel like if you're the king, you don't want to be the first guy riding into the battle.
But that's how we know he's changed.
Yeah. Selflessness. The way McKellen just delivered that line, it felt like it was the title of the movie.
Yeah, rallying to their king.
They're rallying.
Yes. The battle of the five armies.
Yeah, that one was so over. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, that was pure Hook.
It was definitely like from a wrestling WWF thing. Oh, my God. Thank you. Stab him.
I was just going to say, just cut his head off.
Delicious gold.
What a fucking turd.
Where are you going to spend it? There's literally nothing.
Whenever I hear you say literally, I always think of the lap time podcast you did with Gabrus where you're doing a Bane impression. I'm literally.
Too many of these fuckers.
I don't
I do feel like in another life I could have had the nickname Azog the Defiler.
I'll call you Azog if you want.
No, no, wait. Wait, let me think.
That thing's too big.
Dude, and it shouldn't be the first thing to go for that exact reason. How do you know that from that far?
It's Feely, Heely, and Dwalin'.
And one of their goats is a girl.
Those orcs, like, I think because they're brainless, they're just so bad at fighting. They just get killed instantly.
That's why they're so far back from the main battle. It's the weakest dudes.
They're just like, squish. That was sick.
Yeah, but it was an orc or an orakai. They have no souls. I've been honestly sitting here going, how's it five armies?
She's like, but I like him. I have his little Myrtle Beach stone.
Wait a minute.
Where Azog the Defiler go at?
Oh, yeah. One more thing about the neighbors who are constantly making noise. They also have a caged bird that just, it makes one of the most horrible noises I've ever heard all day long.
It's a pure squawk. It's almost every second, and I want it dead, actually. Yeah.
I remember when we first moved in, we heard it, and I was like, after a while, we won't even notice it. When in reality, I notice it more after a while.
I just don't know how anyone could have a bird in your apartment that's squawking so loudly that other people can hear it in, like, neighboring places.
Yep.
Why you would want that in your home is very confusing to me. I would marry Bilbo.
Yeah, I know you would. You basically have.
Don't give yourself so much credit.
Come on.
Amazing creatures, hobbits. You can learn everything there is to know about them and still they will surprise you.
Did you make that up?
No, he says it about Frodo and Fellowship.
Hasn't used that in a while.
You haven't what?
He hasn't used that in a while. The ring.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Matt Cook looks like him. Why do so many people look like him?
Oh, yeah. Matt Cook does look like him.
Like, I don't think Matt Cook, Brian Jordan Alvarez, and Matt Rogers look like yet. Right. I think they could all do an impression of this. Let me get her face. He'd be like, okay. Was that him kissing him goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
Truly pathetic.
Oh, thank God. Something has to kill this guy. No, stop saving her.
I know, it's so annoying.
Ugh.
That was weird.
I kind of have my money on that guy to die.
That random?
I think he's Healy. I think I meant Feely when I said Healy.
I didn't know where you got that. I was like, so now there's a Healy? There's Feely, Keely, Healy,
hey, Geely. Honestly, there should be a Geely.
He is the one we're least attached to because I don't really think anything of that one.
No, I know. I think of him because his name rhymes with the other guy.
Yeah.
Oh, don't kill him. That sucks.
It's sad.
Oh.
Ugh.
Dude, you gotta chill.
I don't think it's gonna work out for you, dude.
Yo. Bilbo, toss that ring on, my guy. Idiot.
Mm-hmm. Kill him. Not him, the other one.
As though they're taking orders from you. Wrong him.
Okay, those bats are huge.
Well, you got to remember.
But then the hobbit is 1 inch tall. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
I know. Ugh.
They're soulless zombies.
Those are really soulless. I love how that one looks.
I feel like there are so many instances where Bilbo is like thinking something horrible is going to happen, and then some like real man comes in and just like handles shit. And he's like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
A different kind of man, not a real man.
Oh, yeah. I just mean someone no, willing I'm to saying, swing an axe.
It's because I'm Bilbo.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's the one she loves. Now yeah. It's going to be bad.
Her first job was as a background actor in an episode of Felicity, I think.
Wow.
Or maybe Alias. Then J.J. Abrams was like, she's great. I like her. And then he eventually put her in Lost.
Wow.
What a journey, right?
It's crazy.
You know, it's when things are CGI, they often seem to lack a certain mass. Like the things themselves, it doesn't feel super guttural or intense when any of those things get killed. I feel like there's like thick black blood with the orcai in the LOTR series.
Right.
Good night. Oh, my God. That had to kill.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But for a little while, he gets to dream, you know.
Whose perspective is this? oh my God, he just killed it. Hell while it was carrying him.
5 stars.
Going for the Keeley. Get it?
I missed what you said. What?
He said going for the kill, and I said going for the Keeley.
Oh, hell yeah. I love that. I don't really care for puns. I only like them in wartime.
You need a little bit of levity in war.
Exactly. Stop yelling each other's names. You're distracting. Ooh, damn.
Oh, my God. Ow.
She got to get Invisalign?
You think it knocked her teeth crooked?
Yeah. Right when I said it, I was thinking. Yeah. She got a gap knocked into her teeth. Moans. I want to write subtitles for movies because I would not say that she just sighed.
Well, there was a point where Gandalf hit something and it said, ugh.
Oh, come on now. She's really getting trounced.
Eh?
Oh, she's going to get killed, but Keeley's going to save her. Yeah.
Yippee.
Ooh, that's got to hurt.
Okay, maybe they both stab each other exactly. At the same time and die.
It's got to be, you know, it's got to have a certain level of wokeness to it where it can't just be a guy saving helpless girl like fucking every movie from
I think
1999
like,
to the dawn
and
of movies.
Keeley stab each other at the same time and then die.
Oh no. Oh no.
Very cool of the orc to give him this moment.
And he's like, give her one last look. Is she going to roll off the cliff and just die?
No. Ugh. Brutal.
He's like,
that was awesome.
Pizza.
Just totally unrelated to the moment.
Pizza is best with mushrooms.
Look at his like dick cover that's like a skull.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to think of like him making it.
And it's fun to think of him like having genitals. Okay, it's over for you.
Oh.
Oh, both of them together.
Can't believe Keely died. That's pretty cuckoo. Oh no.
This is
your quiver is
a
empty.
Bit much.
Is that what that's called? A quiver?
The quiver is the thing, I think.
The what?
Like the arrow is a quiver or something?
Oh, I thought the
or maybe
arrow
I'm wrong.
Holder is a quiver.
I might be wrong. I'm not allowed to look at my phone, so I don't know.
Oh, that
why
one
is it,
got
why
fucked
is it like
up.
Th- why is
oh
it still,
my goodness.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yucky,
it's like a broken toy in Toy Story.
Yes, yes. He was totally designed by Sid. Oh, hell yeah.
That's convenient.
Set up a little boss battle, yeah.
Sometimes when you think you're biking a mountain, you're actually building a bridge.
You always say that at the perfect time.
It always finds a way.
I think I might be in denial about Keely's death right now.
He gone.
Yeah, no, he definitely gone.
Kill this thing. Don't even respect it by like fighting it. Just stab.
Hey, Lauren, relax.
No.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, get it right in the little Achilles tendon.
Achilles tendon.
Achilles.
There's one. It's like there's just so many of them. Two. You're going to throw it?
Me? No. But I do feel Legolas might.
You're so stupid.
I know. What is wrong with me? I need help.
He just threw that. They didn't show us because there was no way to make it happen.
Yeah, they're like, any angle he does it at will look nuts. Oh, nice, though. That's good. It's a little something to make Thorin maybe not hate elves so much. Ooh, good grab. Now this is a sword I like.
This is the last guy.
I love a nice unconventional weapon.
Using a skip it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I forgot about skip its.
I wanted one so bad.
I always wanted one as well, but I knew I would be bad at it.
I knew I'd be so good that I would get bored.
Yeah, exactly. You really would. I do want to mention on the podcast right here that the other day, Lauren and I were talking about Dancing with the Stars, and I said, we were talking about how you give so much credit to the people doing it because it's like basically Lauren was saying she feels emotional when she watches it. And I do as well. And I said it's because it's literally my worst nightmare to have to go and dance sincerely in front of people.
Just to say this while a thing is being stabbed in the head and a guy does a backflip off him onto a thing.
Yeah. But then Lauren agreed that I would be bad at it. And then now I believe actually that I would win it.
So he's dead set on eventually being on Dancing with the Stars.
And winning it.
And winning.
So just kind of letting you guys know.
Horrible on it and dance like a weird eighth grade boy.
Yes, that's what you said. I was going to say you had a good description.
But I'm wondering, other people in relationships, do you have this? The moment your SO doesn't believe in you, you have to prove them wrong.
Don't call your SO.
Oh, this is fun. I just learned about a similar thing to this on this little show called Cobra Kai.
Oh my God.
Remember?
What am I remembering?
In the Miyagi-Do, when the Robbie and, I can get the girl's name, Sam, are trying to balance on that. Mm-hmm.
Is this almost done?
Oh my God. How can there be 33 more? I guess it makes sense because they're going to kill each other right now.
There's always 30 more minutes.
Oh, the Eagles.
They're going to swoop in and save him. He's the luckiest motherfucker. They're going to save everyone else.
That army over
because
there, I guess.
He doesn't deserve it.
Oh, Radagast. I love him. Although I do feel like if you have a Radagast in this, just fucking bring Tom Bombadil
into this.
What is
that caveman?
He was the guy that becomes a bear.
Oh, wow. We haven't thought about him in a while.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they do by making all these movies so fucking long is that they can surprise you with things because you can't possibly retain all of it.
Yeah.
See you later, dude. That's a nice sort of humiliating way to kill this
like
thing.
Like a weight is just dragging him down. Ew, that's my worst nightmare. Drowning in ice cold. I actually watched I retweeted this video on how to like pull yourself out if you were
if you fell under ice.
Yes.
Whoa, really? Scary.
And what it really is you're supposed to like take a like breathe, calm down because if you lose your breathing, it's way harder.
Sure.
And your like heartbeat and everything. And then you try to lift your leg, like you hold on with your arms on the ice, and then you kick your legs up so you're like horizontal.
Okay.
And then you keep like kicking forward.
Kicking
like,
the ice.
Like you're not under, you're not submerged. You fell on a hole. Like you fell on a loose, you know, if you're walking on an ice thing and it busts in.
I see.
And you had room to put your legs up. Basically, you have to like underneath the ice or even if there is no ice, get yourself at horizontal. Don't try to just pull yourself up with all your arm strength.
Lauren's telling this, by the way, to Azog the Defiler.
Yeah. So what he should be doing right now is he should be holding his arms on the edge of the ice and kick his legs up horizontal. So he's like flat, like if he was laying on his stomach on the ground, and then propel yourself forward with your feet in the water and gripping the thing and pulling yourself forward, not trying to go up.
Oh,
damn.
Okay. Well, but what about if you have a weapon?
You could go under the guy and stab his feet. That was crazy.
That was crazy. I enjoyed the moment, the
I feel
reprieve,
like
and then the
could have,
lesson.
Or whatever, Thorin or whatever,
Thorin
should have just like gone away and enjoyed that guy was dying.
Yeah, or he should have just stabbed right down through the ice into his heart. Oh, no. Though it does feel like, who knows?
Well, we have 30 minutes left and one of them has to die. And it feels weird if it's the king, because then the orc still needs to be beaten by the other guys, but then it gives
Lauren,
something for all the dwarves to do.
Leave something for me. Mm-hmm. Holy moly. Oh, wow. What you said was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. It did eventually happen.
Elsewhere.
It's like Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm. These guys always need each other.
I want to die looking in your eyes, and I want you to die looking into my eyes.
My wife. Oh, now he's scared.
He's still nothing.
Man, you're like a mean, like a high school bully. You're looking down at him as he dies.
God.
You're still nothing.
He is nothing.
No, I totally agree. He's a bad guy.
Show us where he hit you. Yeah, it's over for you.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
That's a meme.
What?
He says the Eagles are coming.
Oh, yeah,
and
then it's just
Eagles
those guys
come in singing that. I have to pee, but I don't know if I should do the mic thing where I just get up and leave.
I guess you shouldn't.
Shouldn't?
Yeah,
cool.
Or we can pause it and I'll stay and talk to the folks here.
We've done so much that you're going to have to figure out later with all the pausing we've had to do.
Sure.
That I can't do that to you. So just die. Thank you. He looks like he just came out of his bedroom.
Yeah, he always does. Oh, it's real bad.
That's nice. Ooh, I've never seen the feet like that.
God, he's so good.
I know.
At acting, y'all. I'm not saying he's so good-hearted.
Well, that too.
But he is. He's just now the size of her hand.
He's in there. Visit Myrtle Beach. What does it mean?
Now you return home.
What does he want?
Yeah, right.
So everyone's dead except the mains. That worked out. Where are all my dwarves? That's going to be like a sort of triumphant moment where they all like poop, like pop out of some like orc holes or something.
Are you talking to me?
Mm.
He's known as Strider, but his name is Aragorn.
We call him Rocky.
Well, they are talking about Aragorn. Mine wasn't a joke.
Mm-hmm. Keep my mother's name out your mouth.
Hey, eat shit, dude.
I literally can't believe I have to watch all of these.
I mean, you're done.
I am done, but now there's going to be a whole nother. We have like a lot more all the episodes. Weird ones.
Well, I can't wait till you watch the animated Hobbit.
That one seems fine.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid. I loved
apparently
it.
Apparently, there's like a what's his name? Tolkien like documentary.
Oh, do you have to watch that Tolkien movie with Nicholas Holt?
Probably.
And Phil Collins' daughter?
He was the one saying it wasn't the whole time?
Yeah.
With tongue.
Well, you gotta have tongue. She's not a prude.
I'm alive.
It's a cute little picture.
Mm-hmm.
They should print it out and save it.
Yeah, I was gonna say put it on Instagram.
That feeling when you've literally killed every guy. You're still not home yet. Sucking air.
Hey, Gandalf?
Somebody say something?
Maybe go sit somewhere else.
You gonna keep rattling that pipe next to me? Can one of those eagles drop him off at home so he doesn't have to like walk the whole way?
It's called There and Back Again.
Oh, they're all fine.
Yeah, we just lost, two. You know, Feely, Keely, Thorn Oakenshield.
But so they're all fine.
Yeah. A little bit. I miss Azog the Defiler.
What are they going to be threatened by now?
You know, he just had a kind of energy I liked. Now begins the five endings.
It is like really like, come on. Well, that hat's kind of cute, that woman has.
Yeah, that's a good hat. It's kind of like the Japanese one I have.
Yeah, it's just like yours.
Yep. I guess I don't need anything. Songs will be sung, tales will be tung.
He's just some guy. A friend.
My homie.
He was like a boss, you know what I mean? And like...
You mourn your boss, but you know.
Like, it's fine. Gang's all here.
All right, one last picture. Far left looks like Kelsey Grammer.
Far, oh my God. Don't knock on my fucking door.
Star tissue, Dado.
Aw. You said star tissue again?
Yes.
Look at that little circle of whole hair missing on his head.
Aw, that makes me cry.
Them too.
And maybe I hear the...
Maybe I hear the tease at four and back and Bilbo's house.
Don't go knocking.
Maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, that's because I just killed 2,000 orcs.
And I do know what to do with all the dirty dishes.
And Legolas bread.
Lambus bread.
They're calling again. This is pretty.
Good night, back end.
I like this.
Everyone they pass on the way back should be Benedict Cumberbatch.
Mm-hmm. See, I weirdly think the second movie should have ended with Smaug destructing the town. And
I completely agree with you, other than the word destructing.
Then it's called The Desolation of Smaug.
Yeah.
So then they should have killed Smaug. And then
but I guess when he came out of desolation at the end, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I guess I keep thinking of The Decimation.
Mm. And then what about how you just said destructing earlier?
I don't care. Shut up.
Did you mean destroying?
Yeah.
You wish you'd said it? You wish I would release you?
I wish I would shut up.
I'm your SO.
We're getting really close to the end here, so.
Yeah, I can feel it. I feel like the way he's dressed, it's like when an American goes abroad for a semester and they come back and they now yeah. wear a cravat. Like everyone's going to see him and they're like,
He's like, actually, where I went, they actually really wear these a lot.
No need to worry about that ring. What a little liar. You just hear that lie?
Who said that?
Bilbo.
Look, he's just going to live alone. He should have the ring. Just a couple things from his travels.
Do you think something different happens to him if he uses it as a cock ring? You have to answer that question. I'm your guest.
I think the jizz becomes like blurry.
That's really scary, actually.
This is so cute. You made me say such a gross thing over it.
Yep. Oh, that's so annoying.
Can they see him? Like, everyone turn it around.
Fuckers.
It's been 13 months. What is it?
You didn't want to say as a burglar.
Oh.
My boss.
That is depressing.
I was just gonna say, that just gave me anxiety seeing this.
How gross of everyone.
I mean, 13 months, though.
It's a long time.
Hope you guys heard our nightly motorcycle.
I just like move in.
Well, you know, I guess it's probably got new priorities now and so forth.
Okay.
Can't believe I didn't remember that so many of the dwarves died.
I just can't believe how long they're spending on this part. Okay, you're breathing. Oh my god, put it on.
Well, now it's going to be Ian Holm. Look how old that hand is.
Okay. So now it's the beginning of that movie?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's cute as hell.
Every day is a day.
Wow.
Now, here's what's crazy. I immediately want to watch Fellowship.
I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Look, it was a journey just to get through these movies, and I do have to talk about it for another hour tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to wrap it up here.
For sure. For sure.
I have to pee as well.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks, you guys. Thanks for sticking with us through that one. That was a journey.
That was a real journey.
And we've got a bunch of suggestions I've seen though, of things we should do watch alongs for. So we should do something like silly and shorter.
Yeah, I want to do one of the ones that I read. I want to do Dennis the Menace. That seems fun to me.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. That's really fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've also been wanting people comments on this, please. I think maybe I've already said it, but I really want to do Into the Spider-Verse, which Lauren hasn't seen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But I do think we did John Wick.
Yes.
Hobbit,
but that means we've
got to
do John Wick 2 and 3.
Okay. But I feel like I deserve a little like fun.
Sure. Okay. Guest House?
Shut up. Okay.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. See you next time.
Lap time with Lauren Lapkus.
That was a HeadGum original.